I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Oh, then
I don't believe that.
Okay. If operating skills, right?
Okay.
I guess I'm not aware of complaints on the grooming in the past. Both of my children worked up there. So I guess I'm not.
There's no formal complaint on record regarding this.
And just to let you know from the plan's perspective, the plan did discuss this item. There's also an underlying understanding with the developer that he will be courteous to the west, as close to the residential side. He will work, as he mentioned in his comments, he's going to groom that first and then migrate to the east, to being very conscientious of what he's doing here. And so we've got to go with some implied understanding that there is going to be a good relationship here. And in the number of years that this operation has been in Franklin, we've had, one recent complaint? So we've had very minimal complaints regarding the operation.
Okay, is there a motion to approve ordinance number 2019,
Motion to approve. I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 Motion carries 5-1. One no, no absent, no abstentions. New item 4, which is the resolution conditionally approving the certified survey map for the parcel south of Boston Avenue that had the DOT parcel.
Motion to approve.
There were a couple issues that the applicant had, possibly changes, I'm not sure. Yes.
So during Emily Cialdini, Mandel Group, during the Plan Commission meeting, we discussed that we had some objections to certain conditions that were applied to the CSM. The two that Joel has highlighted tonight are condition number 7. And it's in regards to an easement and right of entry that was previously depicted on the CSM, and we do not want that to be depicted on the CSM, and I'll kind of walk you through the process here. So that easement and right of entry is for a monitoring well that's approved and monitored by the WDNR, and it's to for entry onto the property to access to, you know, conduct maintenance or monitor the well. We, in the process of our development, will need to relocate that monitoring well because it falls within the building footprint. So I'm currently going through that process right now to work with the DNR to remove and relocate the well, likely somewhere else on the parcel, but that'll all go through the DNR, be completely approved by them. The reason it's an issue for putting it on the CSM, though, is because typically in the normal turn of events, we would work with the DNR, work with the property owner, and that easement would be released when we abandon the well, and a new easement would be granted at the new location. Then it would no longer encumber the property, it would no longer affect the property, and it wouldn't appear on our title commitment or ALTO survey. Having it recorded as part of the CSM, however, would keep it on our ALTA survey, would maintain it on our title commitment, and would continue to encumber the property. We understand that this is the requirement of the UDO, and we can comply with it if necessary. And we're okay with doing that in this case because any DNR approval to relocate the well would override any title, any issue on title. So that's not our concern. Where it affects us, as we're kind of going through right now, and I've been working with planning staff and engineering staff, is on other proposed easements where those aren't, they don't have a legal description, there's no terms or rights reported with the easement documents, which just leads to confusion later on down the road when you can't actually identify where the easement area is. So we're requesting just to reduce confusion that this not be shown on the CSM.
Mr. Deedle, we talked pretty in detail regarding easements on CSMs and confusion. We never discussed this well one.
I do not recall if we talked about this one specifically. I know we talked about private utility easements in general.
Correct.
And that's how the Plan Commission crafted that condition, that all private utility easements that are in existence at this point or as of April 19th will be shown on the CSM. If they're not, then they don't have to.
Right.
So that was the condition from the Plan Commission. I'm assuming that this one we're talking about was recorded as of April 19th.
So when did you determine that this well was within the footprint of one of the buildings?
As part of our title survey review, you know, as we're nearing closing here, we're doing a lot of due diligence in the property to make sure that we know all the encumbrances on the site. This is one that I flagged a while ago, and we didn't. We thought it was similar to the monitoring wells that were north of Rawson. This one's a little bit different because it's to study migration, groundwater migration from north of Rawson to south of Rawson. So it requires a little bit more legal work and documentation.
Okay, thanks.
This is something that you would have to take the document, revise the whole document because it's already on it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite honestly, I'll probably be before you again at the next Common Council meeting because we'll have to revise every prior CSM with certain easements on them. We'll have to re-record them. Well, I'm going to ask to have them re-recorded without all those easements because they encumber the property and we can't close on the property without certain terms and conditions.
Well, now that you said that, I guess my other point probably isn't valid, but my comment was going to be, can you just put a footnote on it that says this would be revised at a future date with DNR, blah, 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 but...
And Jesse may have to weigh in here because this is going to get a little legally, but the bottom line is once this easement, we can talk about the well, but it could be any other easement. Once it's shown on the CSM, we will go, as Emily said, and grant a new easement to the DNR where we relocate it to, and they will terminate the existing easement. So that all works, but the problem is there's this underlying CSM that still shows the location of the old monitoring well.
I mentioned the footnote.
And you can try that, but as a practical matter, where this issue always comes home to roost is when we try to close with our bank, and our bank's counsel does their own title and survey review, and they see it on there, and then I got 100 questions to ask about or to answer about what's going on here, or we go to take it out to our permanent lender, they ask questions about it. And the difficulty of this issue in particular is, when we're racing to get to a closing, whether it's this initial one or when we stabilize, when we go to our permanent lender, a CSM has a lead time item in Franklin and most other towns because we have to come back before the elected officials to get it approved. So what it has the potential to do is derail a closing for us, not totally, but just delay it, which obviously time is money. We all know that. So that's why we're just trying to get in front of it here. As Emily said, we'll live with it as a condition. We just wanted to flag it for you folks because the reality is we're going to be back here in, perhaps by May 23rd asking to revise the CSM again to reflect the actual condition of title.
Would you like to not have item 7 at all?
That's correct.
Or would you like to reword it? Just not him. I understand, especially if you're going to be coming back with a new CSM, it would make it cleaner. So I don't have an objection, but I guess the attorney should weigh in on an ordinance requirement.
No. So I did research, and specifically what it says is that the UDO requires that the CSM shall show on its face all utility and drainage easements. Technically, I suspect this is not a utility or drainage easement. So in this particular case, this one could come up. The future problem will be if they're wishing to remove utility or drainage easements on these other CSM corrections they're looking for, that would be a problem.
Why don't we just word it so it's utility and drainage easements then and leave it in?
Good.
That would be the simple solution.
We did provide an exhibit to planning staff, which identifies all the property owners contiguous to the CSM location, and we're just requesting that not be recorded along with the CSM. Happy to provide it and share it and help clarify. We just don't want it to be recorded.
Again, I did double check this one as well. This is required by the UDO. It does say included. I'm quoting, it says must be included on the CSM. I think we have flexibility on what page or how it's shown, but it has to be in the CSM. So if they didn't want it on the first page, they want it on a separate page, I think we can do that.
Make the motion.
Right.
With the technical corrections and review by the city attorney.
Condition 7, delete the word private, and after the word utility, add the word and drainage to be between utility and drainage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we clear? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Parker seconded.
Second.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. G6 is authorization to bid on CR roof HVAC replacement project.
In your packet and the council action sheet, we do provide a sort of the highlights of the bid. The bid specs is about a 200-page book that was available in the Alderman's room along with the 40-page plan. The architect is here today if there are any questions, but I'll let him stay in the seat unless we get to that point. But the highlights of the contract and bid docs were set forth on the council action sheet. The timeline basically has us, if you approve it tonight, we'll begin sending it to the paper for bid advertisements. Tomorrow, it will go through about a three-week open period. And then the bids will be opened June 6th with basically getting the work fully done by the end of the year. We've coordinated with them to include some other projects that we're doing that we will roll in with the same coordination. For example, getting the clerk's carpet and tile removal coordinated when they're relocated out of there. So we'll try and tie some of those things in. We have incorporated a number of alternate bids. That way, if the bids come back positive, we can decide to add certain things in, like an upgraded roof warranty, a potential open-air canopy at front, or a slightly upgraded entrance at front, or additional overhangs in back. All those determinations will be made when you award the bids, when we get those back. I made a note on the council action sheet. It notes that based upon the initial estimate, one change to the document is being made to add an additional alternate and pull the landscaping work. They had incorporated some landscaping work based upon the amount of work and sort of tearing up that would be done along the face of the building. Since they're going to be finishing late fall and things like that, and it would be added cost to this project, we're doing that as an alternate. And so I believe my motion allows us to be able to do that. And then I also discuss in there the cost. The base bid right now is at $1,929,000. So that's about $80,000 or so over what you heard March 19th when you authorized us to go to phase two and develop these. So that does push it above the budget. So you should anticipate that when this comes back to you, unless we find a more favorable bid environment than the estimator currently has estimated, you'll find me coming back with a budget modification the same night and then funding source and recommendations that would enable you to award the contract and adjust the budget to accommodate it. Bottom line, though, this is a minimum level maintenance project. We've gotten well more than our money's worth out of the roof and the HVAC system. Bob Tesh, our maintenance supervisor, it is a cross your finger kind of thing to try and recognize that our current air conditioning will need to last through the summer, so we could have some potential maintenance issues. We do have one about $12,000 piece that we don't know if it will continue to make it, but it is a second stage, so we wouldn't be without air conditioning. We would just be down to one unit out of four, but for a period until we spent that, so hopefully we don't have to, but we do have to do this level of maintenance to get that another 20 years at least out of this building. So.
Well, I'm pleased to see this is finally moving forward, so maybe we will have air conditioning working for staff. You covered my budget question. You also covered my landscaping question. I did want to know a little bit about the interior lighting and how that would play into, because I didn't get a chance to look at the details. Just very briefly talk about that. And the concrete walk alternatives. Are there alternative bids for the concrete walk depending on each alternative selected?
Sounds like it's time for the architect to join us. I'd like to introduce Chris Howe.
Just very
quietly. Good evening. Thank you.
Okay.
For
so the first one was the
Chris Howe, Quorum Architects, project manager.
So the first one was interior lighting. What was anticipated?
So for at alternate bid 4, I believe it is, we have an enclosed entry piece, and there are some decorative light fixtures specified for that location. They're a circular LED fixture. I can get you cut sheets on those.
No, that's
exactly
not necessary.
But
I just wanted to understand.
Yeah, we did pick some decorative lighting for the enclosed option. And then for the concrete walkways, there are corresponding alternate bid scenarios for the base bid, which is the canopy versus the open air entry and the closed air entry. So there are different paving options for each one.
And so each of those concrete pads come with different bid options, so that will affect the
correct
either direction.
Yes.
And then the mailbox and collection obviously will have to be redone, and so that's part of the bid package.
Correct. Yep. So it shows up differently in each of the alternates. For alternate bid 1, we're relocating the existing because it's still part of the open air, and then the enclosed and the open options, one of them has it in the covered area, and then when it's enclosed, we move it out past. It's also covered in that area, but it moves in location based on each alternate design option.
Ceramic tiles would be mostly the entranceway where that would be redone.